Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
No other image. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything. Exodus 24. There are several reasons why idolatry is forbidden. The most obvious is that the triune creator is too great to attempt to visualize. Exodus 34, 5 through 7. There is no thing or experience in human existence that can represent the immortal and invisible creator. 1 Timothy 6:16. Thus, God sees any effort to picture him, idolatry, as rebellion. Jeremiah 5:19 through 25. It does not matter how we may attempt to see God. Any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth, Exodus 24, are all totally incapable of expressing God's person. Romans 1, 18 through 32 reveals the heart of an idolater. Those who hold the truth in unrighteousness, verse 18, will not glorify God as God, verse 21, even though they know him by the creation itself, verse 20. Instead, they change God's inestimable glory into an earthly creature, verse 23, and consciously change God's truth into a lie, verse 25. Thus, by open choice and willing rebellion, idolaters worship and serve the creature rather than the creator, verse 25, thereby abandoning God for a despicable and unnatural lust for an ungodliness that in turn causes them to despise the very thought of God in their knowledge, verse 28. Ultimately, the only pleasure they can find is among other idolaters, verse 32. Paul taught the philosophers in Acts 17, 22 through 29 that the heart of idolatry is rejection of God as creator. Idolatry in any form or practice strikes at the heart of salvation, because he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11, 6.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.